What up, Doc Squad? I see that you are still here listening to the High Ticket Doc Podcast, and I absolutely love that for you. There is a lot of great content here. However, I did want to let you know that we are in a new location under a new name. I want to encourage you to pull up your favorite podcast app, go to the search bar, and search for the Doctor Coach School Podcast. If you love this podcast, then trust me, we are leveling up our transformational coaching and everything that we talk about on this podcast in the Dr. Coach School Podcast. So join me over there. Listen, feel free to binge listen to as much as you want here, but also for brand new episodes every single Monday at 5 a.m., join me on the Dr. Coach School Podcast. As soon as you pull it up, make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Peace and love. Hello, and welcome to the Productive on Purpose podcast. Are you a Christian, professional woman who aspires to be an entrepreneur, but you keep getting in your own way? Do you want to start a business that allows you to serve God and His people, get paid, make an impact, and leave a legacy, but you aren't quite sure how to get started? Are you doing all of the things? Y'all know what I mean, but nothing at all, meaning you have little to show for it? Would you like to build a profitable business based on Christian principles and rooted in purpose? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then friends, you are in the right place. I am your host, Dr. Kimmy, an award-winning, double board-certified physician and professor. I am also your start coach. Here on the POP Podcast, we are about actual transformation. This podcast will provide actionable strategies to help you fully walk in your God-given purpose. Let's get started.
What up, squad? Welcome to another episode of the POP Podcast. I am here for the quarter two review. So if you're new here, every single quarter, I do a review and really take you behind the scenes of what is going on in my business, sometimes also in my life. Like today, we're going to be talking about both because there's an intersection, a real intersection between my business and my life right now. And I just want to give y'all all the tea, talk about all the lessons that I've learned, the highs, the lows, the failures, the wins, the successes, just like all of it. So I'm really excited for this episode. And before we get started, I actually haven't done this in a while. I'm going to read a review. So I got a review and I'll actually talk about why I haven't done this in a while. That's actually a part of the quarter two review. But I did want to read a review that was left in quarter two. And this is from K. Gus, and she says, Dr. Kimmy's energy and mindset is so life-giving. I feel like she understands exactly what women entrepreneurs go through, imposter syndrome, procrastination, and perfectionism. Also, her voice is so soothing. I get that a lot. Also, her voice is so soothing and empowering, so I can just binge all the episodes in one sitting. Thank you so much, Kay, for that amazing and beautiful message. If you guys ever feel so inclined, definitely go over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and review if you enjoy the content of this podcast. And that is something I haven't said or asked for in a while. And there's actually a reason for that. And we're going to get into that on today's episode. So let's get into it. So I want to start off the quarter two review by just sharing all of the things that have happened. So April, May, and June, so much has happened in my business. And in order to really lay the foundation for this, I thought it would be important to go back and talk a little bit about how I started 2021. So I started 2021 kind of in a little bit of a low place. I didn't feel that I was making the impact that I wanted to have in my business and that I knew I could have in my business. Like, I am an impact-driven entrepreneur. I believe what I do has the ability to change so many lives of women, to really just like set them up for success and change generations. And so I didn't feel like I was doing that. I feel like I was in late 2020, I was doing a lot of things that were causing me to be frustrated. And I didn't feel like I was making the impact that I could make in my business. Like a lot of my efforts were not yielding the results that I thought they should. Now, interestingly, nothing is in vain when we're working in entrepreneurship, right? So all of that did get me to this place. So I'm grateful. Like I don't want to ever come across as not being grateful. I am extremely, extremely grateful for that. But at the time, it was just sort of like, I need a change, right? So you guys know, I did the survey at the beginning of the year. I found out that the vast majority of the people, or at least the people who responded to the survey, didn't even know I was an entrepreneur. And it's like, well, what am I doing? If my community doesn't even know that I am a coach, if my community does not even know what I do, then I'm not having the impact that I want to have. And so it sent me on a journey of soul searching and figuring out, what do I want to be known for? What do I want to do in my business? How do I want to show up in my business? And it made me get laser focused on really putting that message out there, because I feel like at the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, I was being a little vague. I was being very vague and non-committal to being a business coach. And I'm a business coach and I always wanted to be a business coach, but I didn't want to call myself a business coach. So I called myself a purpose coach because that sounds less daunting to my cavewoman. My cavewoman being my unconscious mind. If you're new here, go back and check out some of my earlier episodes. So yeah, so I started off the year, launched my membership program, A Tribe Called Purpose, and launched it to a founding group of members for $35 a month, eventually upped that to $47 a month. But in quarter two, what I recognized was that, well, a lot of things. So before I talk about Tribe, let me just talk about all the things that have happened. So many good things, but also failures as well. So big picture, I hired a new coach in 2021. And ever since then, I have been making consistent five-figure months and multi-five-figure months as well. Basically, I got laser focused on my business, my coaching program's transformational promise and the process, communicated that. And since then, I have been on kind of on a roll. And it's kind of scary to say that, but it's true. I've been on a roll and it's been really, really good. And I'm so blessed. And now I get to, you know, teach this to other women so that they can be on a roll in their business. But yeah, I started making multi-five-figure months. I launched an intensive day for some members of my community. I launched it for $997, but ended up making $18,000 off of that. So I'll talk about that in just a bit. I decided to launch a high-ticket 12-month program to show people exactly what to do to get to this point in their business, to build a high-ticket program, which is something I've been able to do really, even in the midst of me not knowing what I was doing last year, I was able to attract high-ticket clients. And so really like nailing down that entire process and teaching it to my members in my Purpose to Profit 12-month group coaching program, you know, that's something that launches in just a few weeks on July 26th. I launched a membership funnel for Tribe Called Purpose and then swiftly shut down my entire membership. So we'll get there. And then the big thing is, so, well, let me say some other things before I get to the big thing. I fired two team members and hired two more team members. So lots of shift in my business in that way. I was invited on the Pat Flynn podcast. And in the past, I would have gotten an invitation like that and like just would have frozen and would have completely shut down. But like I was on it and got on the podcast, didn't overthink it. And he actually really helped me clarify a lot of this to be able to feel confident in shutting down my membership. And then the big thing, and this is how life intersects with business, I resigned from my job and accepted a new position as a teaching faculty member, meaning I no longer practice clinical medicine. As of 4 days ago, Sunday, July 4th was my last day seeing patients. And I don't know if that will be forever, but it's for right now. And I'm super excited, but it's led to a lot of identity shifts. So basically, if I had to summarize my quarter two, it would be identity shifts. I have made so many identity shifts in my business and in my life that really, you know, almost brought me down. But I was able to bounce back by doing some of the belief work that I do in my process. So we'll talk about that in just a second. But yeah, like just identity. My entire identity has shifted in 2021 and has led to success. But the identity shift is still hard, right? And it's still daunting. And I actually did an entire live stream on this in the Profitable Coach Collective. That's another thing. I've changed the name of my group like 3 times. So it's now called the Profitable Coach Collective. First, it was the Purpose Coach Collective. That's when I was still being like super vague and airy-fairy. And then it went to the Black Girl Coach Collective. And now it's the Profitable Coach Collective, which I really like this name. And more to come on that name. I'll probably talk about that in like quarter four or something like that. But identity shifts. So let's go through my wins. Then I'll go through my failures. And I have no problem calling them failures because as I preach and teach on here and to my clients, failure is data. Failure is just data. So it's all good. It's all good. I've learned and grown so much. And then I'll talk about the identity shifts that have had to come from that. So my wins in quarter two. Oh, and by the way, just for kicks, I pulled up my quarter two review from 2020, right? So that was my first year of my podcast. I pulled up my quarter two review. Y'all, this is why it's so important to document the journey, because man, the things that I was stressing over and like totally like in a spiral about, I look back and I'm just like, man, oh my gosh, right? Like what? So when I talked about my quarter two review last year, I focused a lot on COVID because COVID had just popped off, right? In March, and then in April is what started quarter two. And so I talked a lot about COVID. I talked about my program, and I'll actually link my quarter two review of 2020 in the show notes in case you want to check that out. Cause I just think it's interesting that like, there's been so much growth. Like I'm so like, just looking back at this, I'm so proud of the growth that I've had as an entrepreneur over the past year. Like it's absolutely amazing. I have grown so much, even just in the things that I'm like the failures, like the way, like I'm failing big now. Like I have big failures. Like what I thought were failures before were just really like, just like minor inconveniences. Now I'm failing big. Now it's like shutting down whole programs. Like that's a big failure, but I'm actually proud of that. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm proud of failing big. Because I'm making big moves. So when you make big moves, you have big failures. But when you make big moves, you also have the potential for big impact. So I'm so proud of like the big failures that I've had. But like some of my wins in 2020 were I haven't missed a Monday in my podcast, which like to now, like I get it. Because back then it was like, with me being a procrastinator at heart, like, am I going to be able to keep this up? Even though I developed systems and processes to do that. But it's like, no, I haven't missed a Monday, right? Like that was a big win, right? And now one of the first win that I wrote down for quarter two was consistent 5-figure revenue. What up, squad? Are you a coach or an aspiring coach who wants to start a coaching business, but you have no idea how to get started? Are you hopeful that you can build a profitable business rooted in purpose, but you can't seem to get out of your own way? Maybe you are currently creating a lot of content on YouTube or Instagram. Maybe you even have a podcast, but it's not actually leading to sales. And what would you even sell? How Can you start a profitable coaching business from scratch? It seems daunting. You see other people doing it. You know it can be done, but will this work for you? Well, listen, I was exactly where you were. And within a year, I was able to develop, package, position, and launch my very own high-ticket group coaching program that led to me to have a profitable business. In fact, I have been able to have consistent five-figure months as a brand new coach. This is available to you as well. So I want to offer you a free training where you can learn my strategies, the exact strategies that I used to be able to launch my very first high-ticket program and build a profitable and sustainable business on the back end. So I want you to go to productivepurpose.com/training and sign up for my free mini training on how to launch a high ticket program, even as a brand new coach. You're going to learn actionable strategies and my exact tips for getting it done. This is available to you. You can do this, and I will see you inside the training. Peace and love. Like, I'm just so proud of that, like, shift. But like, I got here to this point to be able to have these big, huge wins by having the small and micro wins and small and micro failures last year. Like, that's what set me up for these big wins. So it's like, do not despise small beginnings. The Bible says that. Do not despise small beginnings. Those small beginnings are what lay the groundwork, right? Like, I didn't have all the answers. I didn't really know what I was doing in the very beginning, but I started, and that is the key. I talked about how I conducted podcast interviews. I developed and implemented daily themes for my business, which I actually need to get back to that because that was clutch. And I still have them in my Google Calendar, but I don't adhere to them much anymore. So like, I need to do that. I talked about firing an assistant and hiring a new one. That's exactly what I've done in quarter two of this year, except it's like I fired two assistants and hired two more. Really, like, again, failing big, right? That's actually not a failure. Those are wins. I started doing lives in quarter two of 2020. Like, that's so dope. And I actually filled out my wins for quarter two before I looked at last year's wins, right? So it's just interesting how, like, it's all building on the foundation I laid last year. One of the things I wrote down as my wins in 2021 in quarter two was consistent live videos. Now, it's so funny that like I started doing those lives in quarter two of 2020. Like, that's so dope. And I actually launched my very first program in May of last year, in quarter two of last year. And this time I've launched my high ticket program, right? So it's interesting. Like, don't despise the small beginnings, ladies. Like, it really does all build on each other. And it takes those small failures, small successes, those messy first steps to get to where I am now. And so just start, right? Just start. One of the things I'm also super proud about in quarter two of 2020 was that one of the wins that I apparently wrote down was that I hired a coach, which again, I'm so committed to the process of that, right? Of like having a coach. Like, if you're a coach, you should have a coach. And like, I've always lived that, and I'm so proud of that. So yeah, it's so funny. Like, I'm just reading over the outline from last year. I'm talking about how I launched my program. I call it a course. It was actually a coaching program, but I launched it in May. I talk about how I underpriced it, but I was proud of getting 5 students. They've been having amazing results, right? So just so much goodness. And it's all like laid on that foundation. So I'm so proud of where I am now, though, and the big wins and the big failures. And even just having these identity shifts, it's coming from a place of shift and shifted in a good way, right? Like, these changes are necessary for the growth of my business so that I can continue to impact as many women as possible. So my wins were, like I said, consistent 5-figure revenue and sometimes multi 5 figures, which is so dope. I launched I literally was doing a live video and got a divine download to offer an intensive day for women in my community who are kind of out there doing all the things, but like not actually, you know, turning their community into clients. I, on a whim, announced on a live video that I was launching this intensive. It was a 5-hour intensive, and I made, on the intensive itself, 3K, but as a result of the intensive, 18K. And it's just a testament to, number one, if God gives you a divine download, like follow it. And then also that making money is not hard. It doesn't have to be hard. I made money hard last year because I had a lot of limiting beliefs about my ability to make money easily and what I charged. So this is fascinating. This just occurred to me. What I charged for my entire 8-week program last year when I was starting was what I charged for this 5-hour intensive. And I had 3 women sign up this year and 5 sign up last year. And it was so much easier to launch this. I didn't do anything complicated. I talked about it on some live videos. I don't even think I might have sent 1 email about community to clients. That's it. And as a result, made 5 figures from that, just that divine download. And making money can be easy. And a lot of times we complicate it because of our own unconscious beliefs about money. So I'm going to be talking about that a lot more on upcoming episodes. I am in the process of launching a high ticket program. All of my programs now are high ticket, but a long-term 12-month investment. And the launch has been the most simple. It's like not even a launch. I can't even call it a launch. It's like an unlaunch. Like I'm not really launching. Like it's just so simple. And I've made the most money that I've ever made on any launch, right? And it's just taking the methods that I teach my women and just in a very simple and easy way, getting my message out there consistently and building up that thought leadership and that authority, being polarizing, like all the things that I teach in my programs and that I preach about on here, I've been able to make that money. And I still have another 3 weeks to go until my program actually launches. And so I know there will be some additional folks that come in. And it's just like, this is the program that is going to lead me to my, like, I'm basically about to hit 6 figures. I have like 1 client away from hitting 6 figures this year. And it's July. So it's just an amazing testament to simplicity and service. And when you show up in excellence, meaning operating in your zone of purpose with a heart to serve, then these are the rewards, right? But it all came from what I did last year in Q2. Like that was the foundation. And so I do not regret anything that happened last year, even underpricing my program, even all the failures, all the overwhelm. Like I am so grateful. Another thing that is a win is quick pivots. So I have pivoted so quickly now. And that's something I've kind of done since the beginning of starting my business. And that is a testament to my process and how I coach myself through the pivots, because I would typically get stuck in perfectionist mode and I no longer do that. So yeah, quick pivots, including shutting down Tribe, which I'll talk about in a second. I'm grateful for it. It's actually, that was the right thing to do. I stand 100% behind starting the Tribe, and I stand 100% behind all of the amazing goodness that we had in the Tribe, and I stand 100% behind the decision to shut it down. And so we'll get into that. Consistency with live videos, building up the Profitable Coach Collective. We're almost at 100 members. It's building up slower than I would like, but that's okay. I actually have a marketing process going on now that I'm just starting actually tomorrow that I think is going to be successful in building up the collective even more, because I'm all about curating a high quality community that I interact with and that I'm able to serve. I did just hit 2,000 followers on Instagram. Now, I am very ambivalent about talking about like social media following. I don't really think that your social media following necessarily correlates to your income. I have a very small community and my community didn't really grow. Even though my revenue grew, what happened was my messaging. Like I improved my messaging and got out of my own way and got really clear about my transformational process and promise. And that is what has led me to the success I've had this year. But I do want to acknowledge the 2,000 followers on Instagram only because it has the potential to increase my impact. But I don't get hung up on vanity metrics. And that's something that we'll talk about in the identity shifts when I get there. I don't really check my podcast stats like religiously like I used to, and I just those things are less important to me. They're important because it's a part of my funnel, it's a part of how people find me and get to know about me, but my identity is no longer wrapped up in those vanity metrics, if that makes sense. And I'll talk about that a little more in a second. Something else that I'm super proud of is the new team members that we onboarded. So I hired some team members in, I think, April and May that I had to let go because they were not the right fit. But when I onboarded my new members, y'all, my onboarding process for my business is solid. And it's a testament to my dedication to developing SOPs along with my business manager, Judy. So from Judy's very first day, the very first time we met, I told her that one of her big roles was going to be to make sure that we have systems and processes and standard operating procedures in place, because God forbid something happens to her or God forbid something happens to me, I don't want the entire business to shut down, because that is not moving in excellence, right? Because I'm no longer in a place of service if my whole business shuts down because one person is not able to work. Y'all, the onboarding that we did for my new assistants, like they were literally up and running within days. I got the feedback from one of my VAs that everything was crisp, clear. And yeah, she still felt like she was being like thrown into the fire a little bit because there was just a lot going on, especially at that time, because we had Tribe and we had a lot of different things. But she felt completely supported in the onboarding process. She felt like the standard operating procedures were meticulous and accurate and 100% helped her to do her job right out the gate. Like she started working like within 2 days of me hiring her, like meaning deliverables were being returned because the onboarding process was just that seamless. So I'm so proud of that, because that is something that is huge for me. My goal is to scale my business, and I don't want things like, you know, where do I find this document or how do I do this process to be the thing. Like I never wanted to be the bottleneck of my business, and I didn't want to build a bottleneck in. Like I didn't want Judy to be a bottleneck as much as Judy is one of the brains behind my business. I need to make sure that we document her brain. Like she literally knows every single aspect of my business, and I needed to document that because, I mean, just to be sure. So proud of that, and so grateful for my new team members. They are rocking it. And I can actually do an episode. Y'all let me know, like send me a DM on Instagram if you want me to talk about how to hire team members, like even as a new coach. I've had a VA since before I started making money. I had a VA from the beginning before I launched my podcast. And I believe in hiring for where I want to be, not where I am. I hire with an abundance mindset rather than a scarcity one. So let me know if you want me to talk about like my process for having VAs. That's something I'm really proud of. And it's something I teach my clients. One of my clients just reached out to me like 2 days ago that she hired her first VA. And I'm so proud of her because it really allows you to offload some of the more menial tasks that are less like if we're the CEO of our business, like we should be able to spend more time working on the business and in the business, but kind of higher level tasks that help move the needle forward. Something else that I'm super proud of that was a win this quarter was we have our social media game on lock, meaning my content repurposing system is completely refined and it is like amazing. And it allows me to show up in my zone of purpose and in excellence and allows my team to utilize their skills so that I am not on Instagram trying to put out posts and just doing all the things. It's like, no, I show up, I do my live videos, they're repurposed. So it looks on the surface like I'm everywhere, but really I am staying in my zone of purpose and allowing my team members to do what they do. So those are my wins for quarter two. Oh, I'll give another win really quick. As part of my coaching program, the program I'm a part of with my coach, there's other women in that community. And just last night, we had our first like kind of independent session away from our coach. So I actually reached out to them and said, hey, are there any of you guys that would love to just like hang out on Zoom one evening, co-work, share ideas? We did that last night. It was amazing. So just like building that community of business friends, business besties, collaborators, people you can bounce ideas off of, like community is everything. And for them to be going through the same process as me and completely get it, like and we are all abundant women. So like we all hype each other up. We support each other. We give each other ideas. Like there's no competition. There's no like bad feeling. There's like none of that. We are just like in this amazing and grounded place of supporting each other. And that is a huge win because entrepreneurship can be lonely if we don't intentionally build those connections. So I'm so excited that I was able to do that. All right. So some of my failures in 2021 in quarter two, Tribe. So I launched a Tribe Called Purpose in December. Well, I sort of had the idea in December and quickly implemented it and launched it in January. And as of June, it is no longer a part of my business model. I am so incredibly proud of all of the things we did within the Tribe. There is good stuff in there. We had masterclasses. We had planning pajama parties. Those were epic. We had co-working sessions. It was really high value stuff. And the women who came to the sessions always expressed so much gratitude for them. They felt like it was so helpful for them and just organizing their minds and their lives and like getting out of their own way. And I'm so grateful for the 15 or so members, I think it was 18 or so, like inaugural members of Tribe who said yes, right? Who said yes to walking in their purpose. Now, the failure, I'm so glad that I shut down Tribe, like it needed to happen. But what I'm a little bit, what I'm reflecting on is the fact that it was not these ladies' fault that. Okay, let me back up. Let me explain. I'm jumping ahead. Most of the members did not show up to the sessions. I would have like maybe two or three. It was always the same women. And most of the members didn't show up. Some of the masterclasses where we had a higher membership was because I actually opened it up to other people because it was like we were going to have a guest on the masterclass and I wanted there to be like a really rich conversation. So I would open it up to other people. But like Tribe members, they were not able to show up consistently. And I told this to them in the email that I sent them. This is not their fault. This is my fault. So I priced it too low. I priced it way too low. I did not allow them the opportunity to have enough skin in the game. And this is something I talk about all the time. But when I launched Tribe, I was in a bit of a different place and space in my business than I am now. And so me launching Tribe was a way of engaging some members of my community who wouldn't be able to work with me in my higher ticket coaching program. But again, I did not allow them enough skin in the game to have success. And so it's completely my fault. Like, if I were going to do a membership, which I no longer do the membership model, the low ticket membership model, that's no longer a part of my business plan. I don't think I'll ever do it again. But if I were going to do it, I would do something akin to what Rachel Rogers does with her membership, where her membership is a significant investment. It's about, I want to say it's like $300 a month, which if you add that up is a good amount of money, right? So her program is a four-figure investment over the course of a year. And it allows her members to have way more skin in the game and show up differently. And so I didn't do that. I priced my program way, way too low. And I did not get, I essentially impeded my members' ability to have success. And that's something that was a failure, but I've learned from. And as a direct result of that, I've launched my premium program, right? Like my platinum coaching program. Purpose to Profit Elite is a platinum coaching program with a platinum price that has all of the elements included that allow women to move from point A to point B. And I'm so proud of my program. And it's a direct result of the failure of Tribe. It's like, no, we're not going to have an impact this way. We're going to have an impact. And, you know, I think it's different for everyone. Like there are memberships. Like I said, Rachel Rogers' membership is, you know, on the back end. Like, I'm not in there, but one of my clients is a member of her membership. And I'm told that, you know, people show up, they're engaged, things like that. I do think memberships can be successful for some people, depending on how you price it, how you structure it, et cetera. But for me, I have a very small community and I believe in transformational coaching. And I believe what I did in the Tribe was transformational and it did transform the women I worked with, but it wasn't enough in terms of their skin in the game. So in any case, Tribe was a failure, but it's a failure that I learned from. It's data. I don't harness any bad feelings toward myself for starting it or stopping it. Like, I've learned so much. And again, I'm so grateful to the women in my community who said yes, right? And took a chance on it. And I really hope that I can continue to serve you in a deep and meaningful way through my other programs and here on this podcast. So if you never buy from me, that is totally okay. As long as you start walking in your purpose, that is the most important thing. But I am here to serve you when you are ready, when you are ready to fully take on this role as a coach and move yourself from point A to point B. The second failure in my business is, I was just reflecting on my quarter two review from last year and how I had basically the same failure of the people that I hired in my business. I think because Judy is such an invaluable part of my business, I thought that it would be okay to hire hands instead of an additional brain. So let me explain. When you're hiring help or hiring contractors or folks to work in your business, you probably first start off hiring hands, like people just to do what I tell you to do, right? That's probably like all the bandwidth that all the bandwidth you can even muster when you're first starting. But it comes a point in your business where you need to transition from hands to a brain. Like, you need someone who's able to make decisions, who's able to implement without you being the bottleneck, right? Like, Judy is able, I have empowered her to make decisions and to implement certain elements of my business on her own, recognizing that there could be failures. And that's just a part of the process. Like, she has to learn and grow in that. And I have to take the back seat and allow that to happen, or else I'm never going to grow. If I'm the bottleneck of my business, I'm never going to grow. So I decided, because I have myself as one of the brains, I have Judy as one of the brains, I can hire more hands. That didn't work. And that, I think, is because of where I am in business and the shifts that were happening. These individuals just weren't, they were not, I'm at the place in my business where I needed more brains than hands, just because of how fast we're growing and how impactful we are being and becoming. I needed more brains. And I think I underestimated that. And so I need someone that can actually be a brain and a hand right now, right? And that's what I have in my new team members. So I'm really grateful for those failures, because for those two women that I hired and then had to let go because it showed me exactly what my business needed, which was more brain power than just hands. So the last failure is, and this leads me into the identity shifts. The identity shift that I dealt with in April almost shut me down, meaning I didn't get a lot done in April by way of content or live videos. Like, I kind of fell off the map in April. And a part of that was because I was working a lot clinically. Part of that was just, it was my brain. It was my cavewoman. She started having seizures. Like, she was just a hot mess. She was absolutely a hot mess in April. And so that leads me to talking about my identity shifts, which is kind of the third and last part of this podcast. So I have shifted my identity. Like, it's crazy how one quarter can just completely just change everything. So much has changed. I went from a physician who practices clinical medicine to a physician coach with a thriving business. That's a huge identity shift, especially for someone who always wanted to be a doctor. Like, when I accepted that position in April and then realized I'd be resigning from my job, the job where I thought I would work forever, I thought I would be at my job forever. Like, that was a huge, huge shift in my identity that I had to contend with. And it messed me up, honestly. Like, I wasn't fully prepared for it. I wasn't fully prepared for that. I think I mourned a little bit the loss of what I thought my life was going to look like, even though what I'm stepping into is exactly what I want to step into. This is what I want my life to look like. I still mourned what was and what was, quote unquote, supposed to be, what should have happened. And just also the way I left my job, like, my job, they completely undervalued me until I said I was leaving. And then they tried to promote me to dean and, like, give me, like, throw money at me and throw all the things at me. And I was just like, no, like, I have been here for years. When were you gonna see my value, right? So that also messed me up a little bit because I'm just like, how dare they? You know, that was a huge identity shift that I had not fully prepared for. Now, one of my mentors, Dr. Nina, do y'all know Dr. Nina? Dr. Nina is beautiful brown baby doll on YouTube. She has hundreds of thousands of followers and she's freaking dope. And I'm going to get her on the podcast. Like, she's just so incredibly amazing. She is one of my mentors and coaches, and she has just taken me under her wing. And I have just been so incredibly grateful for her coaching and her support and mentorship and guidance through that process. She helped me embrace my identity shifts. And in terms of going from practicing clinical medicine to being a coach, an entrepreneur with a thriving business, that she just, I'm just so grateful. I'm, like, indebted to her. She is just absolutely amazing. So that was one identity shift that really shut me down in April. Another identity shift that I have embraced, but, like, sometimes I get a little bit like, really? Do we really have to do this? But I'm fully committed to the shift. The identity shift from podcaster who has a coaching program to coach who has a podcast. I know that seems like, what's the big deal? Like, you still said podcaster and coach in both of those statements. There's a huge difference between being a podcaster who has a coaching program or a coach who just happens to have a podcast. My entire identity was wrapped up in my podcast. At the beginning of the year, when I hit 10K downloads, I had a whole photo shoot with my husband. I mean, it wasn't like I didn't pay money for it, but still, like, it was like a big deal to me. And I no longer pay attention to that. My identity is no longer wrapped up in my podcast stats and podcast growth. My goal is to go deeper with the people that I have, with my current listeners, rather than broadening my reach. So my podcasting, like, mentors in my head have been Jamila from the Journey to Launch podcast, who's been on the show. So check out her episode. We'll link it. And also Nikayla from Side Hustle Pro. And they have millions and millions of downloads and hundreds of thousands of followers and, like, all of this stuff. And, like, they were sort of my, in my head, seeing them was what allowed me to know that I could start a business. So them, and then also Patrice Washington, who's also a podcaster. So like, to me, my identity as an entrepreneur was always wrapped up in my podcast, but that shifted this year. I am a coach. And part of the reason I made that shift was because, again, I recognized that my community, they were listening to my podcast consistently, but they didn't even know that I sold anything. So like, I believe coaching is how I have the biggest impact. My podcast provides impact. It's great. But my coaching program, it provides like amazing transformation. It's like, if my community that listens to me every week doesn't even know that I sell anything when I like talk about it all the time, like in my head, I talk about it all the time. But clearly I wasn't getting that message out. And so I needed to, I had to shift to being an entrepreneur, to being a coach with a podcast, which means that I don't focus on some of the things that I used to focus on. I haven't asked for a review in a long time. If you feel so inclined, please review it, because it's only going to help it get to more people, but it's not like the focus. I no longer incessantly check my Buzzsprout stats and numbers like compulsively to see how many downloads do I have this month. I don't do that anymore because I want to know that I'm going deeper with the women that I have. And that's what I've been doing. And that's why I have shifted my entire podcasting strategy. Like, you guys hear a lot of my content that's live videos that are repurposed because those live videos are amazing. And they lead to results. And I wanted you guys to get them as well. If you're not in the collective, or if you don't follow me on Instagram, and it allowed me to free up my, rather than being so focused on putting out a new episode every week, I still put out a new episode every week, but I do it in a way that's sustainable for the growth of my business. And so that's a huge shift. It's a huge shift. It's just very different from where I thought I would be. So it's just interesting. So that was the second one. And then the third identity shift is from struggling entrepreneur to successful entrepreneur. Now, I have done episodes on being addicted to struggle. That's like my default. That's like my baseline, is being addicted to struggle. But I no longer do that. I'm no longer addicted to struggle. But it was still a shift for me to embrace the success. To embrace the success of being an entrepreneur was still a shift that I needed to make. And it's just, you know, I found a certain level of comfort in struggle. And I think we all do. Like, we all, if we've grown up in struggle or with struggle our whole lives, we are always going to feel more confident and peaceful in struggle, right? Like, it just feels like home. It feels familiar. It feels familiar. And so, yeah, I think that that is something that I underestimated and that I've had to really contend with. And I'm grateful for the success, and I'm grateful for the success that my clients are having. But it's definitely something that has been an identity shift. And I really had to spend some time and think about my own interactions with success and with entrepreneurship. And I think I still had some like unconscious biases against successful entrepreneurs. Like, somewhere in the deep, dark recesses of my brain, I still felt like entrepreneurship was bad. And I had to do some belief work on that, and really use my own coaching that I teach my clients to coach myself through that. And as soon as I did that, things have really taken off in my business. So when I say belief work, you guys know I say it all the time, you can mind anything you put your due to. And so changing my beliefs through changing my actions and learning how to access new beliefs to change my thoughts, because I don't believe in just, oh, you can just change your thoughts. No, you can't. And this is very controversial, because most coaches will tell you, just change your thoughts. You can just think something new. And I'm like, that's not real. You have to do things in order to change your beliefs with help change your thoughts. So focusing on those things and accessing new beliefs in order to get my mindset in a place of embracing abundance and embracing success has been an identity shift. And it's not good or bad. It just is. Like, it's been something I've had to work on. It is. And so I'm grateful for all of this, though, because now it's something that I teach to my clients. It's something that I'm able to help them as they are transitioning into my 12-month program. I'll be able to better assist them through the identity shifts that they will have as they're building their own high ticket coaching programs. So super grateful for quarter two. It was a doozy, but in a good way. And I've retired from clinical medicine. I still can't get over that. That's bananas. That's crazy, y'all. I'm just grateful to God. I'm grateful to my family. I'm grateful to my community, to you all for continuing to show up. Grateful to my clients for allowing me to pour into them. Grateful to my coach for her guidance, my mentors, all my coaches, because I have several. My friends who have been supportive, my new biz besties, just standing in this place of gratitude. And quarter three is always a little bit, it always starts off a little rocky for me, not because of like anything other than the fact that I mourn the loss of my mother. She passed away in July, but I'm just so grateful that I'm in this space where I'm honoring her legacy with what I do. So I don't feel like this year I'll be like completely shut down. I think I'll just be in a place of immense, immense gratitude that I'm able to do this work and really carry on her legacy of what she placed in me. Whew. Okay, so I feel the emotions. I feel the emotions in just saying that. Yeah, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. And if you are listening to this and you would like to learn my entire system, all three phases of my process that help you get out of your own way and develop, package, position, and launch your very own high ticket group coaching program, utilizing the power of your story, definitely check out the link in the show notes or go to productivepurpose.com/apply. You can read all about the program and apply to see if you are a good fit. Once we are full, I will be closing the program just to make sure I am serving my clients in the program at the optimal level before I open it up again. So you definitely want to get in there now. And so productivepurpose.com/apply. And yeah, for those of you who have joined, I will see you on July 26th. It's going to be epic. My program is 12 months. It's a 12-month container because that's what we need for transformation. And I'm so excited that my women are going to learn how to become thought leaders, monetize their story, show up and sell confidently, get out of their own way using my proprietary systems and methods, and learn how to be a profitable coach that is able to make an immense impact in this world. All right, guys, I hear my kids and you probably hear my kids in the background. So it's about that time. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Peace and love. What up, squad? Are you a coach or an aspiring coach who wants to start a coaching business, but you have no idea how to get started? Are you hopeful that you can build a profitable business rooted in purpose, but you can't seem to get out of your own way? Maybe you are currently creating a lot of content on YouTube or Instagram. Maybe you even have a podcast, but it's not actually leading to sales. And what would you even sell? How can you start a profitable coaching business from scratch? It seems daunting. You see other people doing it. You know it can be done, but will this work for you? Well, listen, I was exactly where you were. And within a year, I was able to develop, package, position, and launch my very own high-ticket group coaching program that led to me to have a profitable business. In fact, I have been able to have consistent 5-figure months as a brand new coach. This is available to you as well. So I want to offer you a free training where you can learn my strategies, the exact strategies that I used to be able to launch my very first high ticket program and build a profitable and sustainable business on the back end. So I want you to go to productivepurpose.com/training and sign up for my free mini training on how to launch a high ticket program, even as a brand new coach. You're going to learn actionable strategies and my exact tips for getting it done. This is available to you. You can do this, and I will see you inside the training. Peace and love.